We're on to Red Crab. Chris Kellogg will present. It's tab 14, plus I think on Tuesday there were some additional materials in your pile in front of you when you sat. Chris?
Okay, while the presentation is coming up on the screen, a little background. The council has to approve the, or at least to meet the timeline for the 2010 fishing year. You're in the process of approving the specifications. Okay, I think we're ready to go with the slide presentation. So the presentation and decision document are one and the same. This is a very quick presentation of about 8 slides. In tab 14, there's a draft environmental assessment and specification package. So you may have some questions about that, and I'll try to answer them if you do. Basically, the decision is to approve the specifications for Red Crab for the 2010 fishing year. There are 3 alternatives, which we'll describe in a little more detail. There's a preferred alternative based on the ABC recommended by the SSC for 2010. You received that recommendation in September. There's a status quo alternative, and a status quo is the current emergency action. I'll explain all these in a little more detail. The no action alternative for the purpose of the NEPA analysis were the measures that were in effect before the current emergency action was implemented last spring. Slow me down if you have any questions as I go along. Just some background. In the beginning of January 2009, the Red Crab fishery was operating under a target TAC of about, specifically 2,689 metric tons and 780 fleet days. And that was based on an OY that was calculated to be 95% of the MSY of about 2,800 metric tons. And that's what we established in the Red Crab FMP and any later adjustments. In January last year, the Data Poor Working Group assessment concluded finished its report and concluded that the MSY ranged from 1,700 to 1,900 metric tons. Now, there are some issues that people have taken with the Data Poor Working Group conclusions. In April 2009, in response to the Data Poor Working Group assessment results, NIMS implemented an emergency action that set the target TAC at 1,615 metric tons, and that was 95% of the lower range of MSY of the 1,700, and that translated, based on the catch rates at the time, into fleet days at sea of 582. At the last council meeting in the interim, the SSC was asked to make an ABC recommendation for Red Crab as part of the specs package. We were received guidance by the service that we should include an ABC in our specifications. This slide says the council approved the SSC recommendation for a 2010 ABC of 1,284 metric tons. And that was based on a 68 to 76% of the Data Poor Working Group MSY range of 1,700 to 1,900 metric tons. So the buffer runs between, that the SSC set is between 24 and 32%. Now, that was my interpretation of what the council motion was. Since then, somebody pointed out to me this morning that the wording of the council motion specifically might be interpreted a little differently. And this was the motion the council passed on the ABC recommendation. And that's that the council send the Red Crab ABC back to the SSC for further analysis after new peer review information is available, and that a quorum is present throughout SSC deliberations. Nevertheless, the alternatives that the PDT framed were developed around the ABC recommendation from the SSC is characterized as a preferred alternative as a result of that recommendation. And that's, again, now more specifically, that's based, as we said before, on the MSY-OFL recommendation from the Data Poor Working Group of 1,700 to 1,900 metric tons with a 24% to 32% buffer, and that translated into an ABC of 1,284 metric tons. Again, the status quo recommendation is for 1,615 tons, and the old no action, the old TAC was set at 2689. The translation into days at sea is 464 for the preferred alternative based on the SSC recommendation. That was calculated by the PDT. The status quo currently, the fishery is at an allocation of 582 fleet days. Expected just to provide a little background on some economic implications. expected revenues from the preferred alternative at the X vessel level. So this does not include processors or producer surplus. For the preferred alternative, using 2007 prices is about $2.7 million. And status quo would translate into $3.3 million. So that's approximately would be a $600,000 difference at the X vessel level in terms of gross revenues. And this is simply some notes on assumptions that were used for projecting expected revenues. So we're at the end of the presentation, but I'll leave this slide up just as a reference point for discussion or questions. But you basically have to the council, what you have to do is make a recommendation on the or decision on which alternative goes forward for the specifications.
Discussion? Mary Beth?
Yes, thank you. Just a question, Chris. On slide number 5, on the specifications, and you identify a buffer. And I noticed that the status quo buffer is 5% and the no action is 5% as well, and yet the numbers on either side of that are quite different. Could you just maybe elaborate a little bit more on that?
I was looking at the slide on my computer. You want to refer to this slide, Mary Beth? Okay. Well, what you see is this is basically a straightforward calculation, and your question is did the number 1,284, how was that arrived at?
No, I guess my question was that under status quo and no action, the buffer identified is
5%
for both, and yet the numbers on either side of that are really quite different, and I was just, if you could just perhaps explain that.
You mean on either side?
Yeah, MSY, OFL. And then your TAC ABC.
Yeah.
And how come each one of those options you identify above
okay.
5%?
The no action alternative was prior to the data poor working group, so that was the old estimate of MSY. The National Marine Fisheries Service, in choosing alternatives for the emergency action, chose the lower end of the lower end of the estimate of MSY from the data poor working group. So they chose the 1,700. I can't remember what the reasoning was in the emergency action. And they stuck with the formula that was used in our Red Crab FMP, which was to set OY at 95% of the target level. OFL. SSC, given the uncertainty in the assessment, had a much different approach, and they didn't focus on a specific MSY estimate. They took a range out of the conclusions of the data poor work group. It's a much different way of approaching setting a ABC or an allowable catch. And that's to take into account scientific uncertainty. You know, we didn't do that in the past, I don't think.
Yeah, Chris, thank you for trying to clarify the SSC position and the nature of the council vote at our last meeting.
Yep. The SSC recommendation should be under tab 14 as well. David, you want to see the memo to the council?
Well, that was one of my questions.
Yep.
That we have in our binder the reference number 3. It's from Steve Cadron to Paul Howard, September 23rd. This is the response of the SSC to the last council vote that you described? I don't think it is.
No, that's the SSC has not responded to the council vote. It's not been presented with new peer-reviewed information. So that's the original memo just transmitting the SSC recommendation to the council in September.
The rest of the council, Terry?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Chair. I sort of following Dr. Pierce's question. I mean, we have this recommendation from the SSC dated September 23rd. We have our motion to the, requesting that the SSC revisit it. I mean, we've just gone through herring. And I'm a little, as I try to think my way through how we work with SSC recommendations, a little confused as to the process of how to move forward here. I guess perhaps it's a question for George. Are we, from the agency's perspective, are we remanded to use this SSC recommendation to set the specs?
It's basically the same issue as we discussed in Herring. And Gene can correct me or weigh in. For 2010, since you don't have an ACL, you are not strictly bound to not set an ACL that is higher than the ABC recommendation. However, you are constrained by National Standard 2 and National Standard 1. So you've got an SSC recommendation on the table. You've got a PDT recommendation on the table that's consistent with that. And until and unless the SSC, comes back with something else, or you can somehow otherwise demonstrate that there's better science and justify that, the best available science on the table would seem to be the SSC's recommendation, would be my read on it.
Yeah. John. I just should clarify that the PDT does not have a specific recommendation. It was an assumption that, based on the SSC recommendation, that that was the preferred alternative.
Dr. Pierce.
Okay. Yeah, it's unfortunate we haven't been able to get a response to the position that we took at our last meeting. We indicated at the time that there wasn't a quorum. A lot of discussion occurred about the nature of the decision of the SSC late in the day on Red Crab, with many SSC members having to leave because of the timing of the meeting and, of course, the rather scheduling conflict. So that's one reason why, of course, we made that particular decision. I look at the original documents given to us by the SNS committee. I've seen them before. And I'm reminded that they did highlight the fact that it is a data poor stock assessment. They derived an interim ABC on the basis of status quo catch, but that status quo catch that would relate to 2007. So that's catch that is outdated, certainly, and it's also catch that in landings that occurred, let's say at levels that were lower than they otherwise would have been because of the lack of a market. The market restrictions were there, and the representatives of the red crab fishery did make that point very clear to us. I take heed of the fact that the overfishing limit is 1,700 to 1,900 metric tons, again, based on long-term average landings. That came out of the data pool workshop, out of the working group. Taking all of this into consideration, you know, the nature of the discussions that occurred at the SSC, the vote that we took at our last meeting, I would make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that the red crab specification for fishing year 2010 be the status quo alternative, which would be ABC target TAC of 1,650 metric tons. The fleet DAC would be 582 days.
I believe that's out of order, Dave. Well, my read on this is that the SSC gave us a number, and this motion does not line up with that number.
I guess they gave us a number, but we disagreed with that number when it was last presented to us, or at least maybe the word disagreement is not the right way to phrase it. We had some concerns, we had some questions, and that led to the motion that was passed. The SSC hasn't addressed our specific concerns. Now we find ourselves having to make a decision on the red crab specification alternative. So if that's your finding, Mr. Chairman, fine enough, but I disagree with it. I think the status quo alternative makes a great deal of sense. And frankly, I think if the SSC had more time to discuss this, and certainly if the full SSC had been present when they initially reviewed this red crab assessment to come up with an ABC for us, there likely would have been a different finding. And that's what influenced my decision at our last council meeting when we voted to send this back for some further consideration by the SSC. But again, you are the chair.
Well, as to the motion that you seem to be relying on for your argument, and to the discussion that surrounded that motion at our last meeting, we did discuss what this motion meant. And what the motion meant was when there's new peer-reviewed information available, the SSC wants it. It didn't say conduct it. We send it back to the SSC to conduct a peer review of the information. Two different things. So I'm not sure what, you know, how you left the meeting with expectations that something new was going to come out of the motion. The original motion, which was amended, did say we send it back to the SSC. But then that motion was amended and carried 16 to 0. And what the motion says is send it back to the SSC for further analysis after new peer review information is available. And furthermore, that we wanted a quorum present through SSC deliberations. Now, on that point, that second point, which was part of your rationale for the status quo, the chair of the SSC, actually it wasn't the chair, was it? It was the vice chair, Pat Sullivan, that presented, made mention of the fact that this document circulated through the SSC for approval prior to it being the final document, much like the document that came out of the SSC conference call for Herring. That's how they did the business. The chair at the time felt that enough people were present from the SSC to hear the debate. When it came time to formulate the final decision, people were leaving the room, but the final document did circulate through the SSC. Now, the council, myself, the executive director have all pleaded with the chair of the SSC to make sure that SSC members stay seated during the deliberations. We've made an issue of that. But my read of the motion as amended and as approved 16 to 0 doesn't say we don't accept this, we want you to go off and do a peer review. What it says is when new peer review information is available, we'd like you to reconsider this decision. It doesn't make me happy, but that's my read of the facts. Mary Beth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess there are a couple issues. One is, I guess the first one is whether or not the motion's out of order. And having listened to both Gene when we spoke on Herring and what George has said this morning, I don't think the motion is out of order. I mean, clearly the council has the latitude to set these specifications. Yes, we do need to take into consideration the advice that we have received from the SSC, but I think in no way does it make this motion out of order. And one of the things as far as thinking about the advice that we received from the SSC and listening to their call and their discussion about Herring that really strikes me is that the SSC derived an interim ABC on the basis of status quo catch. The exploitation history of the resource appears to be sustainable. Now, this is exactly the discussion they had around Herring. It's really no different. And when the SSC spoke of this, there was a very strong contingent on that SSC that said picking one year is inappropriate. It should be a range of years. It should be a number that you know, has some, you know, not a single year. I mean, they were very clear on that. I mean, and this is the same thing. So I think that if they're saying status quo catch is okay, then a motion for alternative number two, status quo catch, is appropriate. And I think we do have the basis to move forward this motion.
Where does the document say status quo catch is okay?
On the report from the SSC, the last paragraph on the first page, given the data-poor nature of the stock assessment, the SSC derived an interim ABC on the basis of status quo catch. The exploitation history of the resource appears to be sustainable.
Right. The basis was status quo catch. That's the starting point. And then there, if you keep reading, if you turn the page over, they talk about the application of a buffer between OFL and ABC, which is consistent with general guidance on buffers for data moderate to data poor stocks.
But you are correct in that. But again, it's the same issue as it was with Herring, in which the SSC, with very few people at the table, you know, email communication is fine. But, I mean, we really need to have a public and open process. And it's, we all questioned that in this particular result. And when they came back on Herring, many members of the SSC were very, very adamant that picking one year was not appropriate. That was not their intention when they originally had the discussion on Herring, so they did change their advice to us. And so I argue that this is picking one year, again, same as Herring, and it's inappropriate. And if they feel the status quo catch appears to be sustainable, that we have a basis for moving in that direction.
Dave Gitt.
I agree with Mary Beth. In this case, I think that if we were setting three-year specs in 2011 and 2012, we'd have to set ACLs and AMs based on the SSC's advice. But unless I misunderstood what George just said, he said we do not have to do that for 2010, and we're only setting specs for 1 year here. And based on the data poor working group's recommendations, they've recommended 1,700 to 1,900 tons minus a 5% buffer. So I think the status quo alternative is something that could be put up on the board and debated.
Is there a second? Dr. Pierce's motion. Dave Gaethel. Discussion. George Darcy.
Just to be clear, I didn't say you didn't need to consider the SSC's advice. I said you could base your recommendation on best available science, and you'll have to justify what that is. And having an SSC recommendation, which hasn't changed so far, it could, but it hasn't, you would have to make a strong case that the SSC's advice is not best available science.
David.
Well, I mean, I would base my argument or debating point on the fact that the data poor working group produced a number, which is the best available science until I hear otherwise. I want to follow the SSC, but I can't follow the advice of a group that didn't have a quorum when they made the advice. And I understand all the arguments we had at the last council meeting. I was hoping Steve would be here today, but he's not. So we could have a discussion about if there's been any follow-up here and if the full working group of the SSC might have come to a different conclusion. But, you know, based on what I read in all these documents, the best advice we have right now is the data poor working group's advice. So that's my argument.
Sally.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to offer a motion to amend. And that would be to adopt the preferred alternative for the red crab specs for 2010, which would be an ABC target of 1,284 metric tons.
Is there a second? Mark Alexander, discussion on the motion to amend?
If I could, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
As difficult as this discussion is, it shouldn't be a surprise what feedback we got from the SSC. It's a data poor stock. The MSY was estimated at 1,800 metric tons. The buffer that they provided based not just on 1 year's landing, but all the information that they were working with that's detailed in document three, the memo that Dr. Cadron provided to us back in September, they established a 30% buffer, which is, in fact, less than the buffer that they suggested for herring, which is a relatively data-rich stock. We're moving from an implicitly risk-prone system to an explicitly risk-averse system. So things are changing. I certainly voted for, as did everybody at the table in September, to ask the SSC to consider new information when it becomes available, which they absolutely should. And we're, as I've said several times this week, we're getting our legs under us figuring out how to work with the SSC. We gave them too much to do in too short a period of time, and there wasn't there wasn't time for them to consider additional information. They should consider it, and I certainly would expect that they will consider it before spec setting for 2011. The key going forward is to be able to review and analyze additional information that from subsequent data poor working groups, from the PDT, from industry. And all of that should be done before the SSC considers recommendations for 2011. Process is going to be the key here, getting this right. I've said it over and over again. It is absolutely critical that we get this right so that we don't get in the position of having to reject best available science, which is what this recommendation is based on. Thank you.
Paul Howard.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. One of the things to consider after this motion is there seems to be some confusion about the motion we made about remanding the ABC back to the SSC. The SSC is meeting December 8th and 9th to look at their workload and schedule for 2010. We already know from priorities that we're going to submit the ACLAM amendment for Red Crab with specs for 11, 12, and 13 by June of next year. That's when we have to make the final vote. So I would be very explicit after you address this motion about what you want the SSC to do in preparation of specs for 11, 12, and 13.
Rip.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think Sally made some good points. I think we are going through the growing pains of learning how to deal with this SSC process. I was ready to second the motion to go with the status quo. My feeling was that that made the most sense, and that we could, through the spec setting process, which we have on priorities for Red Crab, that we could deal with changing that, you know, for the 2011 fishing year. I think the thing that is hanging us up on this is the concept of best available science. My understanding of some of the comments that have been made by the service was that the SSC essentially has to be considered the best available science. I guess when I come away from this at the end, I think the process has got us in a bind on this. And while I do it, I would have to say reluctantly, I think that the more that, well, I'm afraid that I would have to at this point in time support the motion that is up there to go with the SSC recommendation.
Frank.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm probably more of a process person, and my question is going to be for Gene. In the absence of a quorum, when do you accept information or not, and when is it binding? I mean, we can't have a meeting here if we don't have a quorum and have something binding. So is the SSC bound by those same rules or not?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's, you know, you have to, I guess you can take that into account, but there's no sort of Robert's rules that is applying to them that I'm aware of that applies to scientific advice, unless the group is set up that way. Their own rules have set up that we can't provide a consensus of our committee unless we have a quorum present. And I don't know I don't think they've adopted rules to that effect. It's set up to operate with different scientists available, but I don't think there's, and I stand to be corrected, I don't know if there's a operating procedure that says it has to operate by quorum. I don't know if Paul knows, is aware of anything like that.
Pat?
Just to clarify this issue of quorum at the SSC meeting, the SSC had a quorum for most of the meeting. Several people did leave early when we took up red crab after herring. Herring took an enormous amount of time, as you can imagine. Several people left, and what the chairman did, recognizing that there was an issue with quorum, was to check with these people as to their viewpoints, repeated, is this your view? Yes. And then repeated that consensus. They operate by consensus, by the way, Gene. And repeated that consensus and followed it through to the end of the meeting, despite the fact that those people had left. They did express their views before they left the room. So I don't want people to think there were three people left in the room and concocted something entirely new. They were consistent throughout the meeting. There was some new information brought to the meeting. They agreed that that hadn't been reviewed in any fashion. They agreed that the data poor working group results were problematic, decided to, again, just as they did with Herring, where the assessment was obviously a problem. In this case, there were some incongruities in the data poor working group report. They recognized that. They said, we're not going to open this peer review, however. We're going to accept it. They checked everybody's view, and the members left the room with the understanding of the direction that the SSC was going to take.
Chris.
Yes, I want to also give you a little background. I know you were probably going to get to this a little further, but it has some bearing on your discussion now. In terms of the issue of the SSC considering new peer-reviewed information, the PDT is actually working on providing some new information that can then be peer-reviewed. And there were some issues the PDT felt with the way the data poor work group was conducted. So that is in process, but I can't say how long that will take.
Dr. Pierce.
Okay, notwithstanding the fact that there was no quorum, and my personal perspective always has been that when there is no quorum, business should not be undertaken. But I understand the problem of getting everybody together at the SSC, but it's an extremely important group now relative to the setting of the numbers. Notwithstanding that, I would like to at least highlight one particular point that is made in our package, the draft package for 2010 fishing year specifications for red crab. And this is on page 9, and I make this to highlight the fact that the motion, the original motion, is precautionary. Yes, the SSC did not state it specifically. They went with a lower number of 12,484, but it is precautionary. Page 9 makes the point at the bottom, relative to the data poor stock assessment working group, that the review panel of that group recommended that the MSY be set between 3.75 and 4.19 million pounds, and this is nearly a 40% reduction from the MSY estimate that guided the fishery between 2002 and 2008. So there you have right there a major change in the MSY value being dropped, precautionary step consistent with a data poor workshop determination. Then, and I consider this to be a very important point, the National Marine Fisheries Service implemented emergency rules on April 6, 2009, to reduce the estimate of MSY, along with the target TAC and associated day at sea allocated based on the results of that working group. So the service decided, appropriately so, to take action and on an emergency basis reduce the quota. So that's essentially what we're doing here, to reiterate the fact that that particular action taken by the service was the correct action. It was precautionary, and it is the status quo level. So that's just another piece of information to highlight the fact that I don't make this motion. The motion that I made was not a motion made without some consideration of what came out of the stock assessment itself, the data poor, the stock assessment working group, with a follow-up by the National Marine Fisheries Service.
Anyone else from the council? Rick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At last year's National SSC workshop, I believe one of the consensus positions that was reached was that the SSCs would provide and essentially determine best available science in the final review for councils in the ABC setting process. Now that, you know, while it doesn't have the force and effect of law, may be worth considering in the context of the NS2 considerations that I think have to be thought about. I mean, it seems to me that a recommendation that's for ABC that's in excess of the SSC's recommendation does is somewhat at risk, at least relative to NS2. And I think that may be worth considering.
Jim Fair.
Yeah, I really hate that we even have to go through this discussion, but I think those of us who had a problem with this whole issue at the last meeting didn't really feel that recent catch history meant 1 year. That right off the top, that was a problem. We also felt that there were sufficient biological and market-based controls on this fishery, which is very small and well-regulated, that overfishing probably can't occur. And we just thought that the level of the buffer was based on a lack of information rather than what they explicitly said they were going to use, which was recent catch history, which is recent catch history has not created a problem.
George.
Yeah, thanks. Maybe a fine point, but following up on what Rick just said, I mean, my view of it is that the agency is the ultimate determiner of what's best available science, because we have to make, on behalf of the secretary, the decisions on, or the recommendations at least, on compliance with all the national standards. So ultimately, the agency has to make that decision based on the advice or the information analyses that were provided. And, you know, I also want to clarify that I didn't say, or at least I didn't mean to say, that whatever the SSC says is necessarily the best scientific advice, but it's a recommendation that is based on best scientific advice. And unless there's something else that you can provide to the agency in terms of justification of why that ABC advice or the SSC advice is not based on best available science, then, you know, that's our issue. We have to make that determination based on whatever the best available science is, and we have to see that justification.
Dr. Pierce.
Yeah, one final point for me. Regarding best available science, again, and going over the documents, the recommendation from the SSC, I will never believe that there's any basis for an ABC, that is to call it best scientific advice, when in the absence of information with the uncertainty that is faced by us, we just simply say status quo catch. When we say status quo catch, that's not science. We really don't know where to go, so let's go status quo. That's not best available science.
Dr. Pierce, status quo catch recommendation is not best available science?
With reference to the preferred alternative.
Right.
The preferred alternative was given to us by the SSC because they said it was status quo catch. All right. Now, the alternative that I made in the motion is status quo, but it's not the status quo of 2007. Okay, there's a difference here. There is no science behind what the SSC provided when the basis for their providing that advice is just keep catch the same. I've also experienced this problem with black sea bass. I won't go there. But anyways, there needs to be more. There needs to be more to an SSC recommendation regarding the science behind that recommendation beyond just keep catch the same as it was back in 2007.
I'm just trying to understand. So what the status quo alternative is 1,700 metric tons, which was the data poor working group recommendation. And the preferred alternative, these are the MSY OFL values. The preferred alternative is 1,700 metric tons as well, 1,700 to 1,900. The difference between the two is the application of a more precautionary buffer. And according to the SSC, that's consistent with general guidance on buffers for data moderate to data poor stock. So it appears that the preferred alternative isn't just status quo catch. It's status quo catch plus some thought, whereas the status quo alternative is just 1,700 metric tons with a previously applied 5% buffer. I'm just trying to understand your strong statement with respect to those two alternatives.
Yeah, you correctly stated the fact that they applied a large buffer to drop it from 1,900 metric tons or 18, whatever it was, within that range down to 1,284. I'm just simply referring to, you know, that statement in the September 23rd document provided to us by Steve Cadran. You know, given the data poor nature of the stock assessment, the SSC derived an interim ABC on the basis of status quo catch.
The basis was status quo catch, but that wasn't the final number. That's where they started, and from there they continued onward, turned the page over. Okay. Mark Gibson?
I'll pass for now.
Doug?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One thing that's been curious to me about the SSC recommendations was at their September meetings where they came out with ABC recommendations for herring and crab. There was a consensus that they used the most recent landings for both species, and they came up with the consensus that they'd use the most recent years. When we remanded or asked a question, I should say, of the SSC specifically concerning herring, it came back that there was not a consensus on what was considered the most recent landings history, that they said that there were some that felt that it should be a three-year average, some that felt that there was a one-year average using the most recent year, and then I believe there were some that felt that there was a five-year average, which makes me wonder if we had directed a similar question concerning red crab, which we didn't because we said we're going to wait until we get more peer-reviewed information, whether we might find that there was actually a difference of opinion on what is considered the most recent years. That being said, it puts me in a very difficult position because we didn't get any new information from the SSC concerning this. And because we don't have any follow-up information on this, I have to believe that that's still the best available information from what came out of their September 23rd memo here, and so I am going to reluctantly support this motion to amend.
Anyone else in the council who hasn't spoken? Go to the audience, Drew.
Thank you. Drew Minkiewicz speaking on behalf of the New England Red Crab Harvesters Association. This is obviously a complicated issue, a lot going on. Let's just walk ourselves through what we're actually talking about here and what the facts are. The facts are you have a fishery that is not overfished, not experiencing overfishing at its current catch levels that was just certified by the Marine Stewardship Council. You're talking about the specifications for 2010. There is no ACL or AM being set. Therefore, there is no binding recommendation from the SSC. You may legally go above the SSC recommendation. However, in order to do that and to justify your decision, you have to show that there is better science available than the SSC recommendation. Okay, is there better science available than the SSC recommendation? Yes, and here's why. The SSC recommendation is fundamentally flawed on the fact that its interpretation of the DCAC model output of 1,700 to 1,900 metric tons represents a maximum sustainable yield. That is incorrect. According to the creator of the DCAC model, which is presented in email correspondence in PDT memos, which are on the council website. You can all go read right now. The creator, Alec McCall, of the DCAC model said, the DCAC model does not, and I repeat, does not create an MSY value. It puts out a value for a range of sustainable yield, which in my experience is 50 to 75% lower than maximum sustainable yield. So the 1,700 to 1,900 metric ton number that you've all been discussing this morning as an OFL is not an OFL. It is a sustainable yield. Therefore, the status quo, the first offered motion, not the amendment, the first offered motion is closer to that, is at the bottom range of the 1,700 metric tons of the sustainable yield in this fishery. You also have to consider National Standard 1 in your decision on best available as in addition to National Standard 2. What is optimum yield in this fishery? Here you have the difference of 1,600 metric tons to 1,200 metric tons. You know that a sustainable yield now is 1,700 tons at least. You have to get closer to that than a 1,280, or you are not maximizing the optimum yields in this fishery. And let me remind you, the courts have overwhelmingly stated again and again that National Standard 1 takes precedence over any other national standard in the Magnuson-Stevens Act. So you have to go with a 1,600 knowing this information. There is no question here. It really, the fact is, the SSC, because of Sally McGee was right, you guys gave them too much to do. They didn't have to give you a recommendation on this because they weren't required to. They were overworked, overloaded. A lot of them left. Some didn't read all the materials. I don't know exactly what happened. But they misinterpreted this a model output as a maximum sustainable yield. It's something that stemmed back to the data poor working group. The fact is there's systematic errors throughout this assessment, but it's now starting to get corrected. But we know in own council documentation, so it is recorded, it is part of the record, that the DCAC model output is sustainable yield, not maximum sustainable yield. SSC has to be held accountable for its own decisions, too. There have to be standards. They have to get things right, too. And you can't just blindly follow them. And they got this wrong. So you're absolutely justified in going with the higher number of 1615. And also, let's put this in perspective. This chart here is the recent catch data. This is the one they chose. They just went with the lowest one. And just took a single point estimate of catch to put their justification. The reason they didn't go with the average, because the average was higher around 1,800, which was what they near the top of what they believed was the maximum sustainable yield, was actually towards the top of the sustainable yield. So the average would have actually been more appropriate. That's not on the table today. That's fine. We can deal with that. But you have to at least minimize the error by going by with the 1,600 number. And also, when you are choosing, as Dr. Sissonwine so correctly pointed out at the SSC meetings, when you're choosing a single point estimate, you have to take in socioeconomic reasons as to why that catch was what it was that year. And the fact is, the SSA recommendation is based on a 2007 catch when the market was the lowest it has ever been for the species because of certain market conditions with the major buyer of this product. Since MSC certification, demand has risen. There's going to be ability to sell this catch. You have to give them an opportunity to do that to sustain optimum yield under National Standard 1, as is your directive. Thank you.
Paul.
Jim, in the data poll workshop, when they came up with the figure 1,700 to 1,900 and say MSY, we interpreted that to mean that that is FMSY, that if you go above that, overfishing may be occurring based on the data poll workshop. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And I just wanted to amplify a little bit on one of the things that the previous speaker said. When the data poor working group decided that the estimate of MSY was 1,700 to 1,900 metric tons, it's true that they based it on the results of the DCAC model, but that wasn't the only thing that they considered to arrive at that. Their report also says that they considered the average landings. So it was those two pieces of information, really, that led them to that number or that range.
Anyone else in the audience? John?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. John Williams. I know this is a tough day for all you guys after the last couple of days, and I apologize for this getting drug out longer than it should be. But this is certainly a very important issue. Certainly for us it is. And I'm sitting here after this whole year of once we got stamped on our forehead data poor, and going through this ride from the data poor working group to the SSC, back to the council. We felt pretty happy after the council got a unanimous vote in September, thinking that something was going to turn in our favor for the first time in the year, and then here we are back at the table again, and we're looking at an amendment to Mr. Pierce's that puts us right back at the beginning. So my issue here is, I'm sitting here in the audience, it's like, how many wrongs make a right? Because through this entire process, and unfortunately the findings of the PDT haven't been released here. I mean, the findings of the PDT are everybody would be pretty amazed at what they found, how the models were run. The models were run incorrectly, that Delta was used incorrectly in the model. The SSC was definitely misinformed at the August meeting by the data poor working group on how we fish, where we fish, when we fish. We weren't allowed to be part of that process. When we spoke up saying this is not correct, we don't fish this way, we don't have processing plants in Virginia, we haven't moved our whole thing down to Virginia, we are told thank you, you know, that's, we can appreciate it. Unfortunately, you're too late in the game, and your information hasn't been peer-reviewed. I have a, in the note there to Paul Howard from Steve Cadron, and I didn't bring my glasses up here, so it says the SSC encourages fishery participants to be involved in data collection, continued cooperative research to improve the information available for stock assessment and fishery management. We've taken a great deal of pride to be probably, I think, the most proactive industry with science in the last 10 years. We've initiated multiple projects with researchers. We've provided our vessels for free. We've got several grants in the pipeline right now. We're sponsoring currently, and this happened before we even got put on the data poor working group, we're sponsoring a full-time graduate student. The graduate student's making 6 trips a year. And we're giving the student a stipend. We're tagging 20,000 crabs. We're doing all of this stuff even in advance of being on the data poor working group. So I'd just like to say that, you know, in our opinion that, you know, we had 2 bites out of the apple this year on being data poor. One was the data poor working group setting us at 1,700, and the second bite was the SSC misinterpreting that to be an MSY and then taking another bite. And I don't think it is out of line for me to say, as I was copied on 2 emails the day after the SSC met. One email was from Tony Chute, who was on the data poor working group, and the other email was responding to Tony from Paul Rago. And Tony sent the email to Paul saying, it appears that the SSC has misinterpreted the data poor working group's findings as being an MSY and not a sustainable catch. And she goes on to say that this would be very unfortunate for this to happen given all the work that the group did. Now, Paul responded and said, I agree this issue needs to be resolved because it's very important. Here we are, November, it hasn't been resolved. And to be honest with you, if we get to the 1,200, that's our worst year ever. It's directly a result of a purchase order from Red Lobster. Red Lobster is a result of our lowest year. We had 1 customer back in that year. And if we're being held to our lowest year, we're not going to be able to continue to participate in the science that we have in the past. So we cannot afford to do it. We're going to have to, I mean, things are going to change pretty drastically the way we've done business. Thank you very much.
Okay, back to the council. We've heard some compelling arguments, some rationale. We've got sets of facts before us, sets of perspectives before us, and start calling question. Dave?
Yeah, I want to just, again, lay out the argument for Dr. Pierce's motion. Page 9 of the draft 2010 fishery specifications, as was rightly pointed out, this is sustainable yield, not maximum sustainable yield, and a 40% reduction for maximum sustainable yield was applied. So that, to me, is the difference between ABC and OFL. In other words, they already set the ABC right there. They took the buffer. Then in the document we have from the SSC, they say it should be 1284, which applies a buffer based on, let's see, what does it say? The magnitude of the catch provides a 24 to 32% buffer between OFL and ABC. And to my way of thinking, there's been two bites out of the apple here there's already been a 40% bite, which, according to the SSC, is more than it needs to be. They say 24 to 32%. So, I can't guess because the SSC isn't here to defend itself. I don't want to put words in their mouth, but I get the suspicion that somebody didn't read page 9 carefully enough to see that the 40% had already been taken out, which is more than needed to be taken, quite frankly. So, I feel Dr. Pierce's motion is entirely appropriate in this case.
Okay, on the motion to amend, ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. 4 opposed. Twelve. Motion to amend fails. 4-12. Back on the main motion. Anything further? Chris?
Yeah, I just want to correct something. I think John Williams said that the SSC mistakenly interpreted the results of the data poor work group as an MSY estimate. And for the record, that the data poor working group panel made that conclusion. I can read from the report. The panel concluded that estimates of MSY in the male-only fishery of 1,700 to 1,900 metric tons represent the best available scientific information. Now, I may disagree with the data poor, but work group, but the SSC did not make that determination. They accepted the results from the assessment.
Anything further? Back on the main motion. Ready for the question. All those in favor, raise your hand. 11 opposed. 4 opposed. Abstentions. 1 abstention. Motion carries 11-4 with 1 abstention. Chris, anything else under Red Crab? Paul Howard.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. To get back to, I don't think we need a motion, but again, the SSC is meeting December 8th and 9th to talk about workload and activities, and I think you need to be clear about what you want them to do for 2010. You know, right now they've already set ABC, and that, you know, and there's a certain expectation that certain information is going to come forward, and then it's going to be presented to them to take a revisit at that ABC. Now, I don't know when that's coming, if you still want to do that, but I think you need to be specific because folks don't have the same idea about them.
Yeah. Dr. Pierce?
Yeah, just along those lines, someone mentioned, I forget who, maybe it was Chris, that the plan development team is focusing on this issue now, and they've done some analyses that are going to be brought forward, shared with the SSC. Is that actually happening?
The plan development team has tasked the issues that need to be addressed to various PDT members to then look and gather some more information. Also, to clarify or add to what Paul said, remember the recommendation from the SSC was for an interim ABC. There's no ABC control rule. So there is kind of an understanding or a need that needs to be an ABC set or an ABC control rule for the red crab amendment.
Okay. Well, with that said, we did make a motion. Last council meeting, the chair has clarified for the benefit of all of us what he thought the intent was, and we have a difference of opinion, which we both respect. If the SSC needs some further guidance regarding when we would like the SSC to address this issue again, especially since their meeting is coming up shortly, I don't mind providing some advice, especially since George voted against the motion, the specification for the status quo number. So I would move to direct the plan development team and the SSC to review the SSC recommended interim ABC to determine if it can be revised upwards to 16,015 metric tons.
You mean 1,600? 16,000 metric tons?
1,615 metric tons, right. Thank you.
I didn't hear John ask for 16,000 metric tons of crab. Is there a second? Doug Grout, Paul Howard.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Dave, I wasn't trying to say be so specific because we're going to set specs for 11, 12, and 13. We only have an interim ABC. So this, you know, so I just want to make sure they meet to look at all the new information and revisit Red Crab, if that's what the council wants to do, in order to set specs for 11, 12, and 13.
Rip.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, just a point of clarification. I would suggest that you put in there interim ABC for Red Crab. But this motion being so specific, I think is problematic. I'd be much more comfortable supporting it if it said to determine if it can be revised. I think we're presuming which way we think it's, you know, in other words, we're saying only if it can be revised upwards.
Well, I'd have no problem with that. I mean, whatever shakes out of the SSC after further discussion, I suspect it will be higher, but there are always surprises in store for us. So if the seconder has no objection, I would say, as suggested by Rip, to see if it can be revised. And the reason why I would like this motion passed is to provide more, potentially to provide more guidance to the National Marine Fisheries Service relative to an SSC position that might be modified after further input from the plan development team, which is always desirable.
George?
I was just wondering what the timing on this would be. Do you have a sense of when the SSC might do this if you pass this motion?
Well, see, this is the whole issue of my recommendation was that you do this work in order to set specs in ACLs and AMs in the amendment. And there's a timeline for that. Now, there's a different timeline if you want it right away to either support or not support what we just did. If we have what if we have the SSC meet right away that doesn't meet the timing of the specs and they come back and with all kinds of information that leads the National Marine Fisheries Service to say, we can't approve that. So my recommendation is that we task the SSC to meet in order for the council to set ACLs and AMs based on a certain number and specs for 11, 12, and 13 according to our timeline. So they might meet in February. I don't know. But we have to set ACLs for 11, 12, and 13 and ACLs and AMs. So
thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'm relieved that the motion has been perfected. I think the underlying motion would have sent an additional wrong message that we don't want to be sending to our SSC. Understanding the limitations with the timing with the Red Crab decision, I think that as perfected, this motion is okay. That said, the council, it's like we're not coming to grips with the fact that the Magnuson Act has changed and we have to follow the advice of the SSC. It was a big change in Magnuson. And, if we don't get a system in place that lets them provide the input that they're required to by the law, then we're going to have an SSC that's going to say, forget about it, because the council just ignores what we say anyway. And then we're not going to, not only we're not going to have a quorum, but we're not going to have the kind of people that we want around the table to be advising us. So we, for the fifth time this week, we have to get a system in place that lets the SSC do their job and lets the council be comfortable with the advice that they've given, even if it's not the numbers that they want, that we want, even if it's not the numbers moving in the right direction. Again, thank you for the change, the perfection. In this case, I'm going to vote. I will vote for this motion, but I can't emphasize strongly enough how much I'm looking forward to getting this sorted out after the first of the year, Mr. Chairman.
Me too. Frank?
Yes, thank you. I think one of the questions that should be asked, and it goes back to Dave's question also on the herring, is what is the recent catch and why was it picked to be 1 year here and not an average for what they came back to was with a herring? So I think that would be a legitimate question to ask. And the other thing, I think we do need a policy because I've got Magnuson here and I just read it. And the SSC is a committee of the council. And all our committees operate on Robert's rules and having a quorum. So unless it's stated somewhere that it's different, I think we have to come up with what the rules are on that, because otherwise we're operating a committee of the council different than we are our other committees.
Well,
we have a policy for our SSC where we discuss quorum, and the council agreed that we would seek a quorum, but it wasn't necessary. So we have a policy that's approved by the council that says we will seek a quorum, but it's not absolutely necessary. And our quorum rules are for council meetings to take final action or to take action. Committees can meet, and if there's a quorum, it's a committee motion. If there's not a quorum, basically you say, here's our motion, here's our advice, but we didn't have a quorum.
Right, but with the SSC, if you can't exceed it and you have to take that, that's a final action of the SSC. So therefore, that's a pretty significant action that they're taking.
And we discussed that, and the SSC discussed that, and the council policy was we will seek a quorum, but it's not necessary.
I got hands going up all over the place. I'm going to suggest this. We need to set aside a specific amount of time on our next council meeting to have a full discussion about all of these issues. I know everybody's got strong opinions and everybody's got questions about just what the heck's going on relative to a lot of things we've been experiencing over the past couple of council meetings. But I really don't want to spend all day today hearing everybody's opinion, quite frankly, on how things should operate. I think we need a block of time set aside for this body and for the SSC to have a dialogue. Dr. Jim.
Just a suggestion about the words in your motion. I think that in that last line, instead of saying the word can, they could simply say yes or no and they would be done. But I don't think you just want them to say yes or no. You're asking them to reconsider, in a sense. So the words aren't quite what I think you intend.
Yeah, I have some questions about this motion because the PDT's plan was to complete work in January or February for SSC review on that timescale, or for a peer review body to get some level of peer review before it went to the SSC. And also the SSC meetings have to be scheduled with 23-day notice, and we've said we wanted a quorum present and face-to-face meeting. So I don't understand the timing in terms of submitting this a specs package. I think if you want your recommendation to be submitted by the and in place, it will probably be implemented late as it is, but I don't think you'll have time to do that on that time scale. Also, I think Pat needs to correct the I think people have characterized the last meeting that there wasn't a quorum at the SSC, and I think that's clearly not the case. Before the members left, Steve Cadron asked for their opinion on the essential recommendation of the ABC recommendation to 1284, and then they, with the understanding that they would work on the wording and circulate it to the SSC members who had left and those that weren't able to make the meeting.
That wasn't exactly why I came up here again, but that was true. That's what I said before. But just so you all know, on December 8th, the SSC is going to have a two-day meeting on December 8th and 9th. The meeting notice will go out tomorrow as soon as I get back in the office. But they intend to discuss process at that time, and they are painfully aware of how the council feels about a quorum. You won't get any rebuttal to that issue at all. They are very much aware, intend to have a quorum and so forth. But also other matters of process, I think. And so for those that are very interested, you might want to come. The second day, they're going to discuss the habitat model. But the first day, starting at 10 o'clock, will be their entire process. And they would also like to make recommendations back to the council. So January might be the appropriate time to schedule the agenda item that John's talking about.
Anything further on the motion on the board? David?
Yes, to Dr. Weinberg's point, I don't know if the makers want to use another word for can. I mean, he's looking at this with a scientist's eye and said, sure, you could get back yes or no. Well, that isn't the answer we want. We want something more than that. So, should it be should or should you think is better? All right. Can the makers of the motion perfect it to read should and consider it friendly? Paul.
So, thanks, Mr. Chairman. So, in response to Chris Kellogg's question, the way the staff will handle this is that we'll schedule the SCC with terms of reference approved by the executive committee and chair in order to meet the next spec setting, not to do something that would be submitted with or shortly after or during the review of this action. That the SSC will meet for our next action, which is to set the specs in ACL and AMs as part of that amendment.
I'd like to ask the maker of the motion, since I was the second, if he'd be willing to modify this to look, instead of at the specific ABC, the method for determining that the SSC used for determining the ABC. And determine if it should be revised. And I think I'm hoping if we do it that way, we might be looking at this more in a long-term basis. Or is that going to confuse things a little bit more? Instead of looking at the recommended interim ABC, review the method that the SSC used for determining the ABC for the red crab, to determine if it should be revised, and you could potentially add a specific question of what years do they specifically consider to be the most recent year's landings. Just a thought, if you'd be amenable to that, it might give a broader task.
After lunch, I can't come up with language right now that would satisfy your specific suggestion, Doug. I think the intent is clear. I don't think the SSC would be so bold as to say, yes, we can, and then not discuss it further. They know the history of this discussion. They're well aware of the problems that have been created by themselves and by us for this process relative to specifications on red crab. So I just leave it as it is.
I just want to clarify that the PDT will be taking a very broad look at this, at the whole issue of the information that's needed to make these determinations, including looking at comparison between the 74 survey and the most recent survey. So the SSC will, there'll be a comprehensive look at what the ABC recommendation should be.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think Dr. Pierce is correct. I think the intent is relatively clear on this. We could sit here and wordsmith this well into Friday. I move the question.
Ready for the question? I'm going to suspend the vote to whether we move it. I'm calling the question myself. You ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed? Abstentions? One abstention. The motion carries. Anything else under red crab?
I just want to acknowledge the work of Moira Kelly, Dick Allen, and Tony Chute on the red crab PDT. They've done a great job in putting together an EA for us.
Thank you. You guys think you're going to lunch? Everybody wants lunch? Okay. 1 hour.